Early afternoon at police headquarters in the office of Lieutenant Bailey.
Auto Theft Division, Bailey speaking. No, bring him straight up to my office. I'm going to have a distinguished visitor, and he'll be interested. So shoot the kid straight up here. My distinguished visitor's here now. We'll be waiting.
Lieutenant Bailey?
That's right, and you're...
My name is Perry Mason. It's my secretary, Miss Street.
Oh, you didn't have to tell me your name, Mr. Mason. You're a famous man. And Lieutenant Tragg told me you were coming in. Sit down.
Thank you.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Auto theft, Bailey. Okay, maybe we'll come in and take a look, in case Mr. Mason's interested. Sorry I can't give you my complete attention, Mr. Mason, but I'm on duty.
It's quite all right, Lieutenant. I'm not here on official business, so if you're too busy to see me, I...
That's a hot one, Mr. Mason.
What do you mean?
Maybe you aren't here officially.
I'm not.
Care to tell me just why you are here?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give you the details. I asked to speak to someone in a responsible position, auto theft. Tragg told me that you were the man.
So you could drop in and straighten us out, hmm?
What?
Lieutenant, I came here to get general information in reference to the routine and the procedures of your division.
For a highly confidential reason.
That's right. Well, come along, Delavey. Lieutenant is busy.
Oh, now, just a moment. You came for information. All right, I'll give you some.
Yes?
Last week, the heads of the biggest insurance companies formed a committee and called it the General Insurance Alliance. Each company kicked in a wad of dough, and they got a great big kitty. They also named the board chairman of the biggest company as head of the committee. And they told him to go out and hire a guy to bust up an auto theft ring. All this is highly confidential, you understand?
Why tell me, since it's confidential?
Because you're the gent they want to bust the rackets.
Well, if that's true, how do you know?
Well, I'm just a dumb cop, Miss Street. But I can add two and two. I've got sources of information. Not that I'm smart, you understand. But I'm smart enough to add two and two and get four. I'm also smart enough to know you can add oil to water, but they don't mix.
Meaning you won't cooperate?
Meaning we can't. Because, frankly, Mr. Mason, I don't see what you've got to offer.
Thanks. All right, Della. You have more information?
That's all. If you've made up your mind to take on the job, if you have, we'll be interested in your progress, Mr. Mason. And since we don't want to get the insurance companies down on us, we'll cooperate in any way.
Lieutenant, according to my information, those companies are taking a beating. Now, of course, you're doing the best that you can.
Well, just one more thing before you decide you can do any better, Mr. Mason. Those companies are taking a beating because we're up against a new racket. Now, here's how it works. It's simple, but it's tough to break. There's millions of cars in a 100-mile radius of this city. And when one of them's stolen, it don't break out in black and white stripes. It looks just the same. It looks just like thousands of other cars that aren't stolen.
Well, license plates.
Mm-hmm, yes. But the racket boys work fast. Switch the plates before they drive it away. I mean fast. They got a special clamp for the new plate. And they drive it away in traffic, take it to a garage and paint it, stamp on a new motor serial number, fix up a fake bill of sale, and sell it. But not here. Maybe they sell it 1,000 miles away. And say we trace one. Who do we go up against? The guy who buys it? But he just bought a car. The guy who sold it? By that time, he's 1,000 miles away.
Start at the other end.
You're right, Mr. Mason. We got right to the heart of the matter. Our best bet's to start for the guys who steal and distribute the cars. We've kind of been working on that.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Mr. Mason, how'd you like it if you took a licking in court every day?
I wouldn't.
Now, we're taking a beating every day, and not just us. There's the kids those racket guys hired to steal the cars for them. Sure, we started at this end. We've caught some of the drivers.
And?
And nothing. Nothing so far. Well, sooner or later, we'll get a break. Sooner or later, one of those kids is going to talk.
Won't they talk?
Why?
I just wondered.
Yeah, they'll talk.
Well, but you
just... Excuse me, Dylan. Then what is your difficulty, Lieutenant?
Looks simple to you, huh? All right, I think I've got one of the racket drivers on his way up here now. You want to stick around while I question him?
Why, yes.
Swell. You're about to learn something, Mr. Mason. Excuse me while I check that last job.
Perry, Francis Riley worked for this racket, and he won't talk.
Yes, well, we know that, Bella. But that's information we'll keep to ourselves for a while. And then perhaps, well, I'm just a dumb, inexperienced lawyer, you understand.
Oh, sure.
But perhaps I can teach the lieutenant something, too.
Meanwhile, miles away from the city, Gordy Weber leaves the nightclub he's going to manage for JT and the big fellow. And now, as he sees a powerful car pull off the heavily traveled highway, waves and...
You want me to park it for you, JT?
No. Hop in.
Oh, but JT, the painters are at work in the club.
Hop in, Gordy. I've got something to show you. Something I'm certain will please you.
Well, you're the boss, of course, if you say so.
I say so. I'll have you back shortly. Uh-huh. And, Gordy, you're going to like this. I'm pleased at the manner in which you followed my instructions.
Huh?
In the parking lot. It's laid out just as designed.
Oh, well, JT, I learned my lesson. I'm doing what I'm told. Let the big fella know, huh?
I certainly will. I certainly will.
Yeah. Are we turning off the highway already?
Uh-huh.
Into there? That old warehouse?
Not a warehouse, Gordy. A new storage garage.
Oh.
It'd be convenient, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and risky, so close to the club.
Yeah, that's all been considered. Well, let's go in. The door opens automatically.
Yeah.
Now we're on the main floor of the garage. Watch this.
You gonna run into that wall, JT?
Watch the wall, Gordy. Yeah. Watch it.
Hey, the whole wall slides away when you tap the horn just right, huh?
Uh-huh. Now we're in the elevator. You see how it works?
Yeah.
One of Gus's boys picks up a car and drives it out here. That highway's been checked and it carries a heavy traffic until after midnight. The boy delivers it to Gus at the club. Gus drives it here. Slips into this elevator. It goes upstairs where Albert and his crew change the paint job, number, and motor, and tires if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an emergency passage being built between the club and the garage, but that's only to be used by you or Gus or in case of emergency.
Yeah, I get it, JT. In other words, we're ready to start operating, huh?
Almost.
What do you mean, almost? The nightclub's about ready. This garage is about ready.
But everything else isn't. There are loopholes to be plugged.
Loop? Oh. Well, you mean Kate Beekman.
Among others. What you told Kate hits too close to home.
Yeah, well, I'll never run off at the mouth again, J.T.
I'm sure you won't. Well, we'll take care of her. We have to. As I said, that boner of yours strikes too close to home. The insurance companies are starting to fight back.
Well, haven't they always?
Not like this. Another of Gus's boys was picked up yesterday.
Well, so what? What can he tell the cops?
Nothing, I hope. At least I hope he doesn't know any more than Francis Riley.
J.T., Riley clammed up, didn't he?
So far.
If he clammed up so far, he'll stay clammed. He's scared.
Which brings me to the main point. Perry Mason's interested.
So?
I'm beginning to think the big fellow was wrong when he said Gordy's impatient, but he has brains.
No, I get it all right, J.T. It's just, well, you know, Mason's not 10 feet tall.
He might be if the insurance companies asked him to represent them.
Well, anyway, can I start the club?
As soon as we're positive of Miss Beekman, we'll know about her shortly.
Yeah?
The big fellow is taking care of that personally through a friend of his. Yeah, well, now you've seen the setup, I'll take you back to the club and you can watch the carpenters.
Well, as you can see, if Kate Beekman accepts the job offered by dance director Helen Powers, Kate will be surrounded by all the men Perry Mason will be fighting if he accepts the offer made by Donald Wallace, insurance company salesman. You can see there's going to be plenty of excitement. So, won't you join us for it?